Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, October 27th. You'll be interested to know, 121 years ago, today in 1904, the New York subway opened, carrying passengers beneath the city for the first time and linking neighborhoods with rapid electric trains. This milestone transformed urban mobility by making daily commutes faster, spurring city growth, and setting a model for modern metropolitan transit systems. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with 2+ feet waves rolling in. Conditions stay consistent through the morning, maintaining 2+ feet. Before dropping to 2 feet by early afternoon. Winds are offshore at 1 to 2 miles per hour, shifting to sideshore, and then onshore as the day progresses, reaching 7 miles per hour later. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m., with the 4-foot incoming high tide, when the southwest swell is 1 foot at 17 seconds, and the offshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Monday will be 5 feet at 12:15 p.m., followed by a 1-foot low tide just before 9. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Expect clean conditions with waves around 2+ feet on Tuesday with light winds from the northeast. Wednesday sees a slight decrease in size, ranging from 1 to 2 feet, with fair conditions prevailing throughout the day. By Thursday, surf builds back to 2 to 3 feet, maintaining clean faces, especially in the evening, making it the standout day of the period. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 61 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:06, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:10. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 85 and north-northwest winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 20. Tuesday night into Wednesday features mild lows near 64 and continued sunshine with a high near 84. Then patchy fog develops late Wednesday night, and again each night through Friday with mostly cloudy skies and lows around 60 to 62. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them. Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, hikers captured a video showing smoke rising from the Lackman fire burn scar on January 2nd, raising concerns about California State Park's responsibility for monitoring the area. Attorneys for fire victims argue the state failed to inspect the burn scar despite warnings of extreme fire weather, allowing smoldering embers to reignite. The Los Angeles Fire Department declared the fire fully contained just hours before the rekindle occurred, leading to significant devastation in the Pacific Palisades. Legal experts suggest that the state's duty to maintain safety may provide a path for accountability, as the ongoing investigation highlights potential lapses in protocol. The consequences of this situation remain uncertain as litigation unfolds in the aftermath of the fires. Now on to sports. Yoshinobu Yamamoto has become baseball's $325 million pitcher, and he might actually be underpaid. The Los Angeles Dodgers signed him to the largest contract ever for a pitcher, despite him having never pitched in American baseball. After 2 years, he has established himself as one of the top starters in the sport, proving to be an ace. His recent performance included a complete game in the World Series, leading the Dodgers to a 5-1 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. Yamamoto's impressive back-to-back complete games have reignited the classic definition of a starting pitcher. And tonight, it's Game 3 of the World Series in Los Angeles, with Scherzer facing Glasnow. First pitch is at 8 Eastern on Fox. Last night, on Sunday Night Football, the Packers beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh, 35-25. Jordan Love was 29-37, with 360 passing yards, 3 passing touchdowns, no interceptions. Aaron Rodgers was 24-36, with 219 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, no interception. And tonight, on Monday Night Football, it's the 3-4 Commanders at the 4-3 Chiefs, starting at 8:15 Eastern on ESPN. The Chiefs are favored by 11.5, with the over-under set at 47.5. In local sports, Austin Reaves scored a career-high 51 points, including 4 clutch free throws in the final 32 seconds, leading the Los Angeles Lakers to a 127-120 victory over the Sacramento Kings on Sunday. Reaves made 12 of 22 from the field and sank 6 three-pointers, marking the 500th of his career. He also recorded 9 assists and 11 rebounds. Reaves is now just the 4th player in the last 40 years to achieve at least 50 points, 11 rebounds, and 9 assists in a game. The Lakers are set to face the Trail Blazers in Portland on tonight. In top news, experts suggest introducing peanut products to infants to help reduce the risk of developing peanut allergies. A recent study published in the journal Pediatrics indicates that feeding peanut products to infants is associated with a 43% lower risk of these allergies. Researchers analyzed medical records of about 120,000 children under 3 years old. Guidelines have shifted over the past decade, now recommending earlier introduction of peanut-containing foods. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases advises starting with a small diluted amount. Parents should observe for allergic reactions, which can include hives or gastrointestinal discomfort. In business news, the week ahead for investors will be jam-packed with the Federal Reserve's latest interest rate decision, a rush of corporate earnings results, and a crucial sit-down between President Trump and China's President Xi Jinping. Stocks closed the week at record highs as inflation pressures moderated in September, keeping the Federal Reserve on track to cut interest rates this coming Wednesday. September's consumer price index printed at 3%, slightly elevated from August's 2.9% rate. Along with the Fed's interest rate decision, key data on consumer confidence is set for release on Tuesday. Investors will be closely watching corporate earnings results from major companies, including Microsoft, Amazon, Apple, and Alphabet. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% over the weekend to $115,000. Ethereum is up 6% to just over $4,200. And XRP is up 9% to $2.66. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The internet is a fragile system, holding the modern world together, and experts warn that it could go offline due to various scenarios. A recent glitch at a data center in the U.S. state of Virginia highlighted this vulnerability. Potential threats range from bad luck and targeted attacks to severe weather taking out key data centers. The ultimate risk could stem from a cascading error in the decades-old protocols that support the internet. If a major data center were compromised, familiar services could vanish, leaving users grappling with outdated methods like writing checks. Experts caution that while the internet may still function, it would look very different without major providers. And in entertainment news, 50 Cent defends himself after receiving backlash for using generative artificial intelligence to turn two of his classic songs into Motown records. Artists are divided over the use of generative artificial intelligence in music. Fenna believes it is inevitable and wants to sign an artificial intelligence artist. Will.i.am envisions artificial intelligence creating versus battles between Jay-Z and Black Thought. Meanwhile, Hilani deeply dislikes this recent encouragement of artificial intelligence. However, 50 Cent feels that one cannot beat it, so it is better to join it. He recently transformed 21 Questions and God Gave Me Style into Motown-style records. Some found this post to be tacky, but he believes the quality is strong. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Jim Rohn. And he said, "Success is not to be pursued. It is to be attracted by the person." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.